Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Big Kids Podcast. Right now, I'm actually in my kitchen prepping dinner for my boys. The one that I have leaving next Thursday. Well, not next Thursday. I'm sorry. It's actually this Thursday. And so I'm going to be left. It's just going to be me and my 17-year-old son when he leaves. But, you know, I have a little rant about college addresses. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Why do they have to be so complicated? Why do they have to be such and such apartment, building 29, 84, exclamations, blah, 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 blah. I was trying to send some mail to my son at USC. He's attending the USC film school, and I guess he's supposed to graduate in May. And, right now we don't know if he's going to have a physical graduation or if it's going to be something virtual because of COVID. And he wanted me to send him a book, because he's working on this project. And when I went and try to submit the address online, because I was trying to purchase the postage from USPS. In the past, I would just go to, I've shipped items or sent them item via USPS, him in California, and also my son that's in Wesley, Massachusetts. I don't even say Wesley, I just say Boston. That's in Boston at Babson. And I noticed when I go to the post office or FedEx, they put in the information, boom, 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 and it's all figured out. But I guess, you know, they're in the business of sending postage, so their system knows all about it. It's easy. But I went on USPS online, and I was trying to purchase a postage myself, and it was just the most complicated thing I've ever done in my life. And, you know, I'm getting, you know, these messages. Information's not found. You need to, you know, make correction. And I just got frustrated and text them. I'm unable to go to, you know what? As a matter of fact, yesterday I had to ship some coats to my son in Boston at Babson. But see, if he had reached out prior to that, because I had my car's down, so I had my neighbor take me to FedEx, I could have, you know, dropped his stuff off too. But children, you know, things don't always work out, or plans don't always work out the way you would hope they would. So that's just the situation right now. And at this point, I'm just going to tell him, go on Amazon and order the book and have it shipped to you. Or if he doesn't have it, let me try ordering on Amazon and have it shipped to USC. Because, I mean, I don't understand why they have to be so complicated, especially at a time when your child go away to school and you have to send all this stuff. And I don't care how prepared you are, how organized you are, how many boxes you pack, and there's always going to be things that you need to send. Like the one who attended Babson, when he was leaving on the 17th, I told him, I said, please keep in mind we're in Florida, so this is our first time being exposed to really, really cold weather. So I was like, I think it's a good idea if you put on the coat, you know, just so you could get on the plane. And when you get on the plane, then just take off the coat, you know, put it on your lap or something like that. I said, because it's supposed to get cold. So now he decided to double up on his jackets as if he was still living down here in Pompano Beach. And he's calling me complaining about how cold it is. And can I please send up his box? But all of this could have been avoided if he listened to mom. But no. Do they listen to mom? No. So, and one of my sons said, mom, you should see the degree. It's supposed to be, I think he said, -3 on Thursday or Friday in Boston. So I had to rush and get this box to him so he can have his coats and some extra cold clothes ready, because he's never felt this kind of cold before. He's used to putting on his beach short and all his friends heading out to the beach. honey, you're not showing those legs, not right now. So that's what's been going on today with this whole address mess. And so hopefully we'll be able to figure that out. And, you know, and I can send this book to him at USC. But I'm going to tell you, be prepared. Especially if you're living in one area where it's really hot and the child is going up to the cold. It's a completely different change and things you have to do. I had to get him something called Chili's. It's like some temperature control pajamas. It's a lot that I had to do because of the difference in weather. Gloves, hats, face coverings. And today, this boy called me and told me, I didn't text you back because I lost my phone. He's 19. I said, how could you lose your phone? You're on your phone all the time. So that's my little rant for today about college students. All right. Thank you for listening. You guys have a good day. Peace out. Bye-bye.